starts as powdered mineral. Then it's liquefied with the addition of water, and then solidified with the addition of air and time. As it sets, it warms up and expands, and then cools and contracts, leaving residues of moisture on its newly hard surface. It goes on top of things. It's used for coating walls and ceilings, flattening surfaces, covering irregularities, but it also goes inside things, making surface into volume, giving lasting form to irregularities. Before it becomes solid, it can take on any form that is assigned to it, pour it into a void, and the void becomes form. It's very good at mimicry. When we make death masks with it, the fine lines, pores and hair follicles of a face are replicated before they quickly cease to exist, before bacteria and enzymes turn the rotting body back to nothing. It has also been used to return form to bodies that had turned to nothing long ago, after hundreds of centuries, hundreds of bodies that had once been buried under thick layers of ash at Pompeii and Herculaneum were made to appear, when excavators poured plaster into the pockets of emptiness that the decomposed corpses had left behind. With their absence made into presence, these figures arrived, petrified in ancient agony. Although I am only looking at a photograph of a hardened liquid that was poured into an imprint that was left by someone who lived 2 millennia ago, I still feel that somehow I shouldn't be seeing this. The vulnerability is too exposed, the suffering too unimaginable. It's both too intimate and too detached.